So before I jump into this really fucked up speech that the ugly orange motherfucker gave to the United Nations, I just want to give a shout out to my baby girl Hillary Clinton doing the damn thing. That lady is so fucking classy. It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable because she handled the shit much better than I would have. That's for sure. But Hillary's book is just so interesting. The things that I'm hearing, I can't wait to buy it. And I saw her interview with Rachel. That was so great. And it feels good to know how she feels and how she thinks, and that she thinks of most of these things the same way that we do. That James Comey is a fucked up this fucking election. He was the final nail in the fucking coffin. You know? He did it. And yes, he is to fucking blame. You know, we have to listen to all this ignorant ass shit Donald Trump says. I want to hear what the fuck Hillary has to say. You know, the one who was fucked over? Yeah, her? Yeah, I want to hear what the fuck she has to say. I don't want to hear that motherfucker ever. What happened to the censure? You know, you could trade the censure in for a roll of fucking duct tape and duct tape the bitch's mouth shut along the way. Don't he tape his ties to himself? I saw some pictures where he uses scotch tape to hold his tie down. Motherfucker, you want to be a millionaire / billionaire, but you're a liar now. That's for damn sure. So, you know, we don't really know. But this motherfucker was using scotch tape. I'm like, bitch, really? So, anyway, congratulations to my baby boo. And she also said that she will not take challenging the election results off of the table. She is with it, basically. Like, if there's a problem, and we know there is, she's going to be right there. So all I can tell you, Hillary, honey, if you're listening, get your team together, you know, because this is going to happen. And it has to, because it's the right thing. And that is the only way that our country is going to start to get back to healing, is when the right things are done here. So, now, can anybody, tell me why the fuck was Ivanka at the United Nations? I mean, Long Pussy was there, Melania was there, so the wife was there, that wife was there, you know? Ivanka, bitch, I mean, what do you have to offer to these people other than a few probably well-rehearsed and well-learned rotations of compliments and funky-ass shit that you do and all that old fake-ass smiling and, you know, and all that stupid shit, you know, all that old, you know, why are you there? We are talking about world fucking leaders. Bitch, you're nothing. You're not even a good dressmaker, bitch. And you're a woman. That's really fucked up. I mean, what do you want? You are totally, completely not worthy to be in the same hemisphere with these leaders. Well, most of them. Especially like Angela Merkel. You know, you don't deserve to be anywhere, or like Emmanuel Macron. You don't deserve to be nowhere in his hemisphere. Because you're fucking stupid. You're a dumb blonde. You're one of the definitions of a dumb blonde. Flip to the dictionary and one of the definitions will be you. Because you just insert yourself to make yourself look better, to make yourself look smarter. It's not working, bitch. We know you, okay? We know you, and we know your dad. And, yeah. Now, maybe we should... I'm thinking with the pictures that John Kelly is taking here with the, you know, with his head down and shit, I'm thinking we could start making a flip book of his, you know, expressions like that because there's a lot so far. It's like three. I've seen maybe three different shots just of that. I'm like, damn, here we go. And I think that's probably, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it would be like for him, but I do know that ignorant motherfucking Donald Trump is not worth my self-respect, dignity, or any fucking thing. He's not worth two wet wooden nickels rubbed together. He's not worth two mud pies stepped on. And Melania gave a speech. We don't know who she plagiarized it from yet. We'll find out. But, bitch, you can't fucking speak English. Has anyone ever told you that you really, your English is all fucked up, okay? You're one of the bitches that if we call customer service and we hear your ass talking, click! Because ain't nobody got time for that bullshit trying to decipher what the fuck you're saying. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. And look, bitch, we want to see your fucking papers, okay? You think we forgot about the visa shit when you came here and you was half whore, half escort, all dictator. You know, I'm trying to figure out, as many dicks has been shoved in this bitch, why don't you speak English better? You know, I don't understand that. That should have straightened out that accent like a long time ago. But yet she still talks like... where the fuck? Slovenia? Slovenia or whatever. The bitch is horrible. Just shut the fuck up, okay, whore? Don't say anything. Just sit there and look like a long-faced trout. And that's it. Okay? She's talking and bitch, my ears started. I'm like, oh my God. Stop. What are you doing? We don't understand what the fuck you're talking about, okay? And we don't even know if Donald Trump's immigrant is legal. We still had a press conference, you know, a long time ago. And that shit never fucking happened. We still want to know. We still want to know about your immigrant, Trump. So we want to check on that bitch. Now, the thing with Manafort was that... they found out he's been recorded on the intercepts. So it's going to be really interesting because, see, the unmasking thing, of course, happened because they're doing surveillance of a foreign person or, you know, government, however they're doing it. And they happen to intercept Americans talking, interacting, you know, with these people. So that's how they ended up, you know, FISA warrant, everything. This is how, you know, so this is really getting interesting, you know, and Mueller is showing them that he's not about the bullshit. I'm about getting this motherfucker gone. And I appreciate that. I think he saw us on Twitter saying, Mr. Mueller, please hurry, signed America, you know, because he does pay attention to the news and shit. So, the thing with Manafort and the unmasking and all that good shit, now, don't you know that Sean Hannity's whacked out blockhead ass has just taken that and run with it? Couldn't you just see that happening before he even got to sit down in his chair? That... Donald Trump is vindicated because he said Obama was wiretapping him. Motherfucker, if you had, you know, asked or even paid attention when they were talking about the unmasking thing, it's perfectly legal. Perfectly legal. All the proper procedures were followed and all that good shit, so you can't fuck with Susan Rice. She's cool. but... this... Sean Hannity has just... How do you... I don't understand, you know, how you can be that fucking stupid and make a lot of fucking money like that. You know, that's insulting to me. That you can be so fucking stupid and just espouse these fucked up conspiracy theories, and I mean really fucked up. Like about Seth Rich. He is just a fucked up guy. Isn't he one of the pussy grabbers too? He's one of the pussy grabber club, huh? I think that's what Fox running over there, the pussy grabbers union. Because they just can't stop paying sexual harassment lawsuits and shit like that. So, of course, he's on the vindicated shit. And then, of course, Trump is going to say, yeah, I'm vindicated. I told you. But motherfucker, shut up. You ain't told us shit. Not a fucking thing. So now, to him and the United Nations, y'all heard it. You know, it was absolutely abominable. And to insult someone like Kim Jong-un, who's already kind of, you know, detached from reality in certain ways, I don't think the idiot gets it, because Trump doesn't care. You know, he'll kill us. He doesn't care. He'll kill anybody. That Kim Jong-un is a fruitcake. He will literally lay to waste all the blood of his people, men, women, and children alike. He will gladly lay their lives down to save his regime. He doesn't get that, because he don't give a fuck. Yeah, he doesn't care about that kind of shit. And did you hear anything from the GOP about the fucked up shit that he said, especially with Iran? I mean, really? No, I didn't hear nothing. I didn't hear anything. But what I did hear is that they want to play Jesus, I guess, and resurrect this fucking bill again. This healthcare bill. Yeah, I really thought that we were finished with this. I didn't think this was a fight we were going to have to fight again. At least not this fucking soon. I mean, they just can't take a fucking hit, can they? We aren't allowing you all to throw anybody off the fucking healthcare, okay? All right. Because they act like they've lost their fucking minds. Honestly, I've never seen... This is really... Russia field. The GOP, it is Russia field. All throughout the GOP, it is corrupt as the fuck you can get. But, of course, they claim the moral authority because of the fucked up evangelical shit. They can just get on with the bullshit, stop, and just stop playing. Fucking ridiculous. But they resurrected this fucking bill again, and now the Graham Cassidy bill is actually way more fucked up than the last way fucked up bill. So, yeah, we don't want it. We don't want it. You can keep it. You can shove it up your ass. We don't even really give a fuck. We just don't fucking want it. Take it back home. Just do whatever, you know. We just don't want this shit. But they are excited about this. That's what really fucks with me. That you are excited. And you know, even though you all lie and deny, you know, you fucking know that people are gonna die. There's no fucking way you don't know that. You just don't give a damn. Yeah? So let's just keep the fucking shit real. You know people are going to die. And you smile as you try to get other people to join on to your same old shit plate with another shit side order added to it. It's just inhuman. Inhuman. I mean, I don't even understand how these people sleep at night, other than the fact that they have no soul, no conscience. They're just empty fucking suits. Just floating around Congress. Let me see who I can fuck with today. Oh, all right, DACA. Ooh, let me see who I can fuck with today. Ooh, Hillary Clinton. You know, it's just, it's really had grown to embarrass us as a country to have not just their lack of spine, their lack of action. You know what I'm saying? You can say a whole bunch of shit and a lot of shit that you're not saying, and we definitely see that you're not doing a fucking thing, but trying to get your fucked up agendas passed still. No matter what. No matter who. You know? To hand Trump a fucking win. To hand the failure, the loser, Donald J. Pussygrabber, they want to hand him a win because he started to make deals with Democrats with Chauncey. They calling him Chauncey now. Chuck Schumer and Nancy. I call her Nancy Boom Boom. Nancy Boom Boom Pelosi.
Mr. President, I want you to tell them that it's going to be okay. And they don't have anything to worry about. And she said, and then he just went boom boom.
So ever since then, I call her as Nancy Boom Boom. And I crack the fuck up every time I see Chuck Schumer stretched out on that couch. It's just, it's awesome that they are able to do something positive and actually get some fucking shit passed, you know? Hey, been a while since we saw that. So, I mean, don't think that we don't see what you all are doing, GOP. Just don't think that we don't see that. Don't think that we don't understand that, because we're the people who voted for Hillary. So that's where you're fucked up right there. See, we're not the people, the brain dead motherfucker. We are not them. So we actually understand what the fuck's going on. And we have brilliant, and I mean fucking brilliant journalists like Rachel Maddow, like Joy Reid, like Lawrence O'Donnell. You know, we have the, and just all the reporting sources, the New York Times, and it's just the Washington Post, the Huff, everybody is just doing such a bang up job. Everybody other than Trump is kind of doing positive shit, you know what I'm saying? Like everywhere where he's kind of fucked up, other shit's going on. And that's the way the shit should work. That's karma. You know, when you're trying to fuck up something, something's good going to come out of it despite your attempt, you know. So, back to this fucking bill. We don't want it. You know. And I'm going to just leave it right there. We don't want the motherfucker. And that's all it is to it. So, you know fucking well that we will rise, mobilize, and fucking resist. We will crowd your fucking office, your home, your church, your grocery store, bitch, wherever the fuck we see you, we're coming. Because you're talking about our lives here, you know, and we kind of want them. And what's the really tripping fucking part? And then I'm out. The really tripping part is that they actually plan to keep their own healthcare that we pay for. They want to keep theirs and take ours. Motherfucker, your own dog food. We're not going for that bullshit. Oh, and did you all know that Donald Trump, when he was at the United Nations conference, he actually apologized to Erdogan for his fucking security detail attacking our peaceful protesters? The motherfucker actually shook his hand and apologized. Now, I didn't hear what the GOP say a fucking word about that. Nobody did. I'm just like, are you fucking serious? But that happened. Oh, Lord have mercy. The one thing about this, you just never run out of material. And to be honest with y'all, I'm kind of ready to run out of fucking material because I want him gone. But Mueller's doing the damn thing. Resistance. We are on our thing. We are going to resist. We're going to text. We're going to fax. We're going to call. We're going to email. We're going to march. We're going to do whatever the fuck it takes. Again, unfortunately, but again, to once and for all, send a very clear message to fucking GOP Republicans and Donald Trump's ugly, ignorant ass. We resist all of your fucked up agenda, so you really should stop trying, because we're going to protest every fucking thing. And just as a little side note, nothing that you all do is going to pass. Anything fucked up like this healthcare, none of this shit's going to pass. I don't give a fuck how much you're saying that you have the votes and you're really close. The reason why you motherfuckers couldn't get it in 8 fucking years is because you can't agree among your fucking selves, okay? See, so that's why it just won't fucking work. So, I guess that's some more good news. Thank you guys for joining me. I am having a really good time with this Divided We Stand for this whacked out White House Wednesday. God knows that's the truth. Other good news. Barack is coming back into politics, and he's going to be talking and preparing the leaders of, you know, the future. It's going to be awesome. So, Lord, no, Lord have mercy. We need y'all so much. Oh, Hillary, Barack, please. Come on. That's it for me, y'all. We're going to jump back into that Trump-free zone, and that's going to take me on up out of here. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will let y'all know when the next podcast will be. So, that's it for me. Peace and blessings. Bye.